Hi guys, Casey Royer and
Vince Munn.
We're back here at Lake Mohawk Radio, and we're just kicking back doing this interview with Rich, the proprietor and owner of the whole situation.
It's I appreciate you guys being here and acknowledging me.
We're back.
I feel very popular now. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys.
It's all in your head now.
I know. So, hey, we're actually running out of here to go to the store, go to 7-Eleven, get some beer.
Get some slurpees.
But
and
you know, real quick, before I forgot, I had a couple questions for Casey. How long has DI been around? And real quick, we've been talking about DI here, and you got this new CD coming out, and we haven't given props to the new members. Ed, I know Eddie, the bass player on there.
He's a sick
bass player. His brother's a sick drummer. I know vaguely a little bit about Clinton Chicken. Can you share some stuff? Introduce
I'm
the guys.
I'm so blessed
like
with
that.
My situation. I'm so blessed with my band. I mean, it's just it's a godsend.
It all snowballed. I think one day Casey calls me up. Though, this is just to make it seem like a more better story here. Like this guy calls me up and he goes, Vince, I finally found it. I found my noodling guitar player that I needed. And it's snowballing.
Everything came together like a magnet to like the center of the core of the earth, like magma. And okay, so everybody in the band now, like about 45 members in DI through the whole career.
It just keeps growing.
Spinal Tap, I know, right?
If you've played in the band, you're in the band.
Out of control. Everybody in Orange County has been in DI for one part or another. I can't believe you haven't been playing drums a couple shows.
I could fake like Sid Vicious like bassing
sure
or something,
can.
But
sure
I just don't
want
to hurt myself.
You know, Chicken played bass for us. When our old bass player got arrested for drugs.
That's allegedly because
Not
he was
really.
Never convicted.
Poor guy.
Or maybe
but,
he was convicted.
So he faked it, so I think we could all fake it. Like, it was pretty an awesome situation. But back to the question.
Oh, yeah, faking it.
When all the members of DI, everybody that's in the band now, which is Eddie Tatter on bass,
Joey Tatter on drums,
which are brothers, and
Clinton Calton the third
on the lead guitar, Cliff, the big red dog we call him.
He's good.
And Chickenhead, which is Craig Jewett on guitar, and Casey
the
man. Myself.
Chickenhead just got married just recently too.
Oh, just a blessing to both of those guys. Good
Do
luck.
You like chicken?
Thank you. But everybody, ironically enough, everybody that's in DI now all went to the same high school, except for Clifford, the big red dog. He went to a high school, neighboring high school.
Like a pet school.
Three of us went to the same junior high. Me and the Tatters.
That's weird.
So, actually, even though we're not the original members
those
of the
Tatters are powerful rhythm section.
They are awesome.
My
band is just blows doors on any...
It's been the same lineup right now for, like, it's been a while.
About 4 years now.
Yeah, so, like, the dudes that are in there right now have just been, like,
just charging,
really cohesing,
focus.
You know? I think cohesing?
Yeah,
cohesing?
They really believe in what they've grown
cohesive.
Up with.
Cohesive.
Cohesive. They're very cohesive.
They practice cohesiveness. But, you know, the basic...
blackmail on cohesiveness.
To summarize the whole situation, we've pulled DI through a whole... 30 years, you know, almost.
It's just moving and moving like a freight train. It doesn't want to stop. It just keeps moving and
it
picking
is.
Up
it's
new
almost
passengers.
Like, right, like a rocket train in Japan.
Hey, did you tell them about the flag that we're putting on the moon?
There's a fag on the moon?
No, not a fag on the moon. Flag on the moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to try to like stick a DI flag in the moon. We're going to fire a DI rocket with just
half
the flag.
You're going to be a Pure Records part on there, or I'm not going to be part of the project.
It
so.
Seems like it'd be
well,
easy to fire.
Half DI, half Pure Records on the other side.
It seems like the science.
And
you're
going to put Mohawk Radio like a patch on it.
Right, we'd have a little patch, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, first, like Mohawk on the moon.
Oh shit!
But you know,
we've been saving all the Piccolo Pete's from our Save and Save fireworks
donations
and gasoline.
To MohawkRadio.com to get to the moon, and we'd really like you to pitch in and help
anybody
us out.
Anybody that's got any extra, like you know, fireworks that they're not using, we're just gonna put them all in a pile.
We don't know what we're doing.
Blast it off,
and we're gonna try to get money to blast some stuff off to the moon. If you guys want to put anything in,
what
the
if someone from NASA's
ship?
Watching right now, Case?
If we have a NASA fan, Rich,
dude,
what do you think?
I think
it's a possibility, and I can definitely throw in a bunch of twine and. Like
I think we
wood.
Can get to the moon. I totally can.
Balsa wood.
If not, we can moon the moon. You know, all of us bend over. And
no.
But cheaper. But
cheaper.
Okay.
But real quick, you guys, I needed to get back, you know.
The history of the world.
History. You know, we are anxious to get beer here, but I did want to say, I just can't tell you how impressed I am with the new CD.
Thank you.
Not to interrupt your beer drinking.
Oh, no worries, dude. I appreciate your like radio station and you're like a Mohawk.
But I was
lucky
enough,
awesome.
Just, you know, not to sound too contrived, I was at Vince's and we're talking and he played one or two tracks off the new CD and I just can't tell you how impressed I am.
Thanks.
And I just think anyone out there who's listening is just going to be blown away with the new CD.
Yeah, you know what? It's like
dude,
one of the best recorded
the title track.
CDs and the most intense, pertinent subject matter and context. And the way those guys play their instruments is just flawless. It's just incredible. It's almost like the Vandals, man. It's almost like Warren playing guitar. You know,
it's like
know
when you get people believing in something like these guys do and this album right now, like the title track on the Western Front, They've already like did some filming for it, like
that's where we are,
and it's just amazing. Like
we did just shoot a full length music video.
About and so the title track of the
Vince Vaughn starring in very he walks in the very first frame. Vince getting busted by these cops and beat up and stuff, and then it goes,
I'm a criminal.
And then it goes to me singing the lyrics to On the Western Front, which portrays how we're abused and persecuted. California's Western
Go
Front
west,
of Persecution.
Man,
we're
go
all
west.
Everyone's on probation or in jail or in
Dude,
trouble.
3 years,
that's not
informal.
Very fair.
Everyone
it's
gets
not a free
informal.
Place.
Informal. Yeah, we just have a lot to say about
it's
this.
Kind of
it.
It's
wow.
kind of bitch. But, you know, back to the video we shot in Suburban Noise. It's going to be out
awesome
probably
video.
Within sometime in 2007. Yeah. It's... I get the shit beat out of me by a detective in the interrogation room.
That was funny.
As Vince knows, he was in
a production.
Yeah,
him with a phone book.
All these pro dudes, these actors, and they're all walking around, and I get hit, and they're pouring blood on me, and they put prosthetic... noses and eyes on my head, you know, with like huge
awesome.
Broken nose. They're painting all this Hollywood shit on me. The cop hits me. I spit blood.
You spit blood in his face. But then, like, he's like, has this weird look on his face, like he liked it. He's
like
hurt you. We've
yeah.
been worn out.
That was a sinister
sakes.
Part of the video, Vince. I can't
Very
understand that part. Like the blood spit in his face, which in the Hollywood situation is a straw with a camera, you know, so all you know, pre-manufactured. I can't believe we did it, but. The only reason I did do
we
something
real
as,
spit.
As gay as that, it was,
that was
to put the point across that the police aren't fair and they're unjust and they beat the shit out of people behind closed doors. And it's not very cool. And so the video's really cool. It should be out on the Western Front video.
Yeah, I mean, like, the title great. Track, like, all the different members that have been in there are all actually looking at the band probably going right now, like, damn, if I could hold on a little bit longer.
Yeah, all the guys in DI. I love the guys that were in DI.
Yeah,
they're all my friends.
Of,
so a rack of friends that are all kind of going, oh, I wish I was in the band Nesta, but, you know, I'm just a dick, I guess. I don't even care, you guys. More power to you. Sorry, I hope your lives are going good. What the
See,
heck am I talking about, Vince?
That's another question. I'd like to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about who's been in DI.
Right.
You know, where you get your inspiration
the dead
from.
Ones.
But we do have some priority here.
He calls all the people that used to be in the band
the dead,
dead
ones.
I mean, like... That's just.
Well, you know,
I
got that from.
Really
I got that from Leonard and Stan from the Dickies. And you know where I heard they got it from today? The Dead Ones was in a movie I was watching today. Oh, Spinal Tap.
Oh right, the Dead Ones.
That they called the Dead
Ones.
Because
they were really dead, though, right?
Yeah, because the drummers kept
exploding.
Spontaneous
combustion.
I love it. Okay.
Okay, we'll be back after this commercial. Oh,
I suppose
spontaneous. Oh, sorry, it's his show. It's his show. It's his show.
Bohawk Rich.
These guys are actually.
We're here for a reason.
He ain't no bitch.
Bohawk Rich. These guys are actually going to go. Let me going to get a word in here real quick. But I wanted to know, Casey, before we did go to break, let people know. Let me know when the CD is going to be out and when they can see this video and where they can get it.
It's all going to be in 2007. It's going to be probably the summer of 2007.
And Havoc TV is going to have the video.
Is it Havoc TV? Rip and Tear?
Rip and Tear TV.
Rip and Tear
Havoc,
TV.
Havoc
the tax
TV.
Man. We know
oh,
all these
the tax
crazy man. People that are Suburban Noise people now, you know, because we're in a different, like, whole weird underground part with them. The Tax Man. Look it up
we
or something.
Him.
I don't know.
No, he's, like, crazy.
He's
now,
crazy.
You guys don't go anywhere. We're running to the store to get some beer. So we got
Slurpees.
We got some
Zingers.
Slurpees.
Zingers.
Crocodiles. We'll be back with more with Casey and Vince. Do not go anywhere.